Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. We had a wonderful time with Pastor Marshall Stevens, his dear wife, the sweet church there, all faithful supporters of the Brain Massage Show, by the way, for their home missions conference. And the folks there raised close to $50,000 to help church planters. You can catch the conference meetings, listen to the messages, and so on by going to cbcac.org and click on their live stream button or media button or whatever it is. The tension's thickening as we approach the tape. I remember running in cross country. In one of the races, they had a funnel that would force the track runners to narrow down to only allow one runner to cross the line at a time. And this avoided any kind of photo finish issues. As I approached the end of that race, I noticed two guys from another team running ahead of me, and they're trying to maneuver to block me out because I was gaining on them very aggressively. So as we approached that funnel, I had to use elbows and watch my footing, and boy, it was tricky to wrestle through that blockade. I did succeed. I got into the funnel ahead of them. That's where we are right now. It's time to throw elbows, boys. The battle for America is on. The smoking gun video, the smoking gun truck driver's testimony, hauling completed ballots across state lines, yeah. The Kemp shuffle summarizing and making sense of the Dominion scandal. A look at Georgia and the hearing held Thursday. The folders and the soldiers. You know, praise God, Trump is a soldier, not a folder, like some of these guys, like Hannity and the rest of them. And with all of this going on, Trump continues to get his job done. He spanks China for capitalizing on slave labor. And by the way, get this, they're cotton pickers. Yeah, boom. Anyway, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here. Flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
The battle for America is on, my friends. See that smoke swirling up over there in Georgia? Well, that's coming out of the smoking gun. Now, thank you, Matt Moore Gray, for feeding me articles and videos that keep me abreast of developments. My dearly beloved Dove, who tracks news all week and feeds articles and videos to me that she knows I'll want to see. The Masons, who do a great job watching for news and that the brain masseur can use. And all these always attach links to articles and to documentation that helps me follow up and follow through. Of course, I personally check it all out and research the material I bring forward on this show and lay it all out from a biblical perspective dedicated to the truth. Did you see the smoking gun video? I've watched it several times. In case you have not seen it, and to provide context for the insights that follow, let's take a look. Okay, keep in mind this is a developing story, but here is what we know at present. Lynn Wood, God bless him, obtained the video. He had filed suit in the United States District Court of Northern Georgia on Monday, back November 23rd, and he won a subpoena to demand the executive president and chief legal officer for the NBA's Atlanta Hawks, you know, whose home court is the State Farm Arena in Fulton County, one of the arenas used as a polling place, and the arena where this particular fraud took place. It turns out the arena runs security cameras 24/7. I didn't have time to read the petition for the subpoena, but as my friend suspects, it appears someone who works at the arena knew fraud was going down and so tipped Wood off on the availability or the presence of that video. In any case, Wood got the subpoena, which forced the surrender of the video. And when it was reviewed, boom, they discovered the fraud that I'll describe in a moment. Once they obtained the smoking gun video, Trump, it appears, changed his earlier plans to have his rally in Georgia to take place after the video was released to the Georgia legislature. I watched that presentation, at least the one to the Senate, and it is stunning. However, Democrat State Senator Elena Parent, that's her name, dismissed all the testimony of witness after witness testifying under penalty of perjury and having seen the condemning video. She attempts to dismiss the whole thing as an Alice in Wonderland moment for her. This snake slithered and slimed about, I mean, literally, in her chair, weaving her wicked web. I mean, really, if you watch it, she's moving her hands about like she's weaving and slithering about in her chair like a snake, dismissing the character and the obvious objective evidence that was set before her as something all fuzzy and confusing and distorted, you know, like looking through the looking glass. What a witch. The testimony offered in that hearing was solid and convincing proof that the Democrats have attempted to steal this election by massive fraud. I got an alert a little bit ago that one of these workers has entered into witness protection. I don't know which one. I will assume this witness provides some of the information that helps us understand what we see on this video. What does the video show? It shows that at about 8 a.m., November 3rd, Election Day, a lady identified only as the blonde braid supervisor places a long table in the counting room covered by a black cloth. The table was not carried in, set up, and then covered with the cloth. It was dragged in already covered. That's already a bit weird, especially when you notice that nothing was ever placed on this table. The other black tables in the room were being used actively. This one wasn't. At about 10:25 p.m. on Election Day, Blonde Braids comes back to the room and interrupts the counting, declaring authoritatively that counting is done for the night. She orders all to go home and return at 8 the next morning. The video shows them leaving, all except four workers and Blonde Braids. They all remain. And after all the observers, the media, and other workers are gone, these five went to work counting ballots. Well, I thought counting was done for the night. Now, here's a little flashback to election night. On MSNBC that same night, Rachel Maddow interviewed a witness who was explaining why, after the shutdown the vote was called at about 10:30 and so on, and all the workers, observers, and media left State Farm Arena, how is it that five remained behind? And when the room was cleared, these continued counting. This was on MSNBC, Rachel Maddow show. The witness explained that these were counting ballots that had already been processed, suggesting to their viewers that count watchers had already vetted them. Then Rachel said something I thought very interesting, chuckling, by the way, with a big smile, by the way. And I thought that was ironic because at this point in the election, Trump was winning big time. So Rachel, who practically cried when Trump won 2016, and now Trump is winning again, and she's smiling, and she remarks that the fate of the nation was in the hands of these five workers. And then at the conclusion of the interview, she says, quote, talk about having the fate of the nation in your hands, end quote. Is she aware of what she's saying? Think about it. In what context would that make any sense? If they were merely counting ballots, or merely, as this witness testified, continuing the count of already open ballots, in what way would these five people have the fate of the nation in their hands, right? That is in their control. Think about that. That was the night this went down, friend. Now add to this. Fast forward to today. Wood gets the video of what actually went on in that room that night. You know, that night when the fate of the nation was placed into the hands of, I call them the Fulton Fraud Five. Those five election workers that remain under the supervision of Blonde Braids. Actually, we do know their names now. We know the name of one of the workers. And then Blonde Braids is her daughter. And I just got word from my friend Matt that, as a matter of fact, this Ruby was booked for fraud in 2010. And indeed, why are we hiring people booked for fraud to have any part of any of our elections? And the names of the others will be coming out soon. Did Maddow attempt to provide cover for this voter fraud operation that she knew was going on, which is why she was smiling like the Cheshire Cat? It might have, except the video reveals what was really going on. We know from the video that after all but the Fulton Five cleared the room, they went to work and they pulled suitcases out from under that table that Blonde Braids had brought in earlier. Now, these were roller boards like you might put in the overhead when you're flying, only these were larger. like some of our roller bags. They pulled these out from under that table and took them to the counting machines where they disemboweled them of the ballots that were in them and began feeding them into the machines. Now, you should know that this is not the way ballots are transported. This is not the way they are brought into counting rooms. And they're not kept under tables, segregated from the rest of the ballots that are being worked on, and then brought out there when no one is around to watch. Sometime between blonde braids, placing that table in the room, and 10:30 p.m., these large suitcases full of ballots were placed under the table. Now, those presenting the evidence before the Georgia legislature in the hearing said that they had not yet had time to go through the 14-plus hours of video, and that they, as they fast-forwarded through it, they did not see when the suitcases were placed under the table. Well, my friend, it's perfectly possible the suitcases were placed under the table and then tied up so that when blonde braids dragged that table in, the suitcases were already there. I did notice the table was not carried in and then set up and then covered with a black cloth as you would expect. She dragged it in already set up and already covered. Folks, this is not an irregularity and this is not a worker error. And it was no machine glitch. They were indeed counting ballots that had already been opened. That part may be said, but it is more likely because they were counting ballots that had never been in an envelope. They had been pre-prepared and placed into these suitcases and then secreted into the vote counting room. And then when it became clear that Trump was thumping them again, blonde braid did her job. Her pre-planned job. She walked in, and there's no evidence, by the way, she even had authority to do this, but she walks in, clears the room, and then she with her mother, a person who in 2010 was booked for voter fraud, along with three others, all got busy stuffing the ballot box. Now, one more thing before I go to break. When I received this video, the fact checkers labeled it as suspicious, and the notice said, "This claim of voter fraud has been disputed." Oh, really? The one I just watched has been? Okay, well, let's see what the other side has to say about this video. So I clicked the link and it took me to a page with authoritative sources, one after the other, saying, "Voter fraud of any kind is exceedingly rare in the United States. Election experts confirm." And another, "What you need to know. Voter fraud of any type is incredibly rare in the United States, according to the Associated Press and Reuters." And from the authoritative USA Today, nonpartisan investigators of previous elections have found that voter fraud is exceedingly rare. and by the way, on November 11, we read, in this list of articles there, state officials from both parties as well as international observers have also stated that the 2020 election went well. Well, yeah, I guess it did for all you liars and cheaters and thieves. Then some more assurances from AP. The U.S. election was not tainted by widespread voter fraud or irregularities, despite President Trump's claims. Trump says some of the votes are illegal, but he hasn't offered any proof, and courts have rejected most of his legal challenges. And it goes on and on and on until you want to barf. Not one formal allegation of voter fraud is even mentioned or addressed. It's all generalized. Not one of the hundreds of affidavits of eyewitness accounts of voter fraud is addressed. They simply duck down into their rabbit hole and run to hide in the wonderland of fantasy. Trump is playing 4D chess with people who commit crimes in front of cameras. thank you, Matt. Appreciate that. Hold on through the break. I'll be right back.
God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is king and all mankind is subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as king. Satan once boasted that all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer, because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World Today. Go to www.books@dbp.com.
Prisoner wishes to say a word.
The Devil Beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the
air. Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties, and they're making a grab for it right now. We discussed the latest bombshell that exploded in Georgia, a video that shows at the time Trump was leading in Georgia by something like 100,000 votes, the counting station was suddenly cleared out by order of someone whose credentials to call off the count are in question. And after everyone cleared out, five remained behind to continue the count unsupervised. And then in full view of the security cameras, these workers drag suitcases out from under a table filled with ballots, and they start feeding those ballots into the machines. Now, friend, that's fraud. Lynn Wood, who obtained this video, asked, "Can anyone spell felony?" Two of the people viewed in the State Farm Arena video showed up in another video. And in this one, we see these two obviously attempting to hide from those around them what they are doing as they pass a USB device. And we know that the votes from these machines are stored on USB devices. And you've probably heard about foul play, you know, where in one case, something like 40 of these devices came up missing. Oh, man. We see smoke rising in another place, and it is certain that when we track its source, we're going to find another smoking gun. A truck driver who is not an employee of the USPS but drives for them from time to time was hired to haul a load from New York to Pennsylvania. Details are still emerging, but what we know is the following. He was hauling completed ballots between 170,000 to 250,000 from New York to Pennsylvania. It didn't occur to him until later that this is odd. Why would anyone be shipping ballots, completed ballots, from one state to another state? When he arrived to a clearing station where they would offload and so on, he was not allowed to view the offloading, which he said was very irregular. He was put in a waiting room where he had to wait, and he said that's very unusual. The amount of time, something like 6 hours, was way too long, and he began to become agitated. Finally, a high official, someone he said he would usually never even see, much less have a conversation with, told him that he could take the truck to the next stop. And when this man demanded the slip he needed to verify why he would be late for his next stop with that delivery, and that would allow him to get paid for his overtime, well, the high-ranking official dismissed him, just ordered him to take the load and go. And it was also confusing because he was told to take it someplace that wouldn't make any sense. And he explains all that, and it's all very, it's very revealing. The driver was unhappy, of course, but what could he do? He carried the load to the appointed destination, unhitched the trailer, and when he went back the next day to finish the delivery, his trailer was gone. So you have transportation of ballots across state lines, and now a missing trailer that contained well over 100,000 completed ballots. Anyway, so this is being run down right now. Pretty soon, we're assured, we're going to find the gun from which this smoke is swirling up over Biden's head. Now, what about the Dominion machine debacle? Well, my friend, here's what we know for sure. We know that the vulnerabilities of these machines to be used to commit voter fraud has been documented and has been well known for many years. Texas rejected use of these machines because of these documented problems. But 29 other states bought them and used them in this election? Every one of these 29 states knew about the problems inherent in these machines. These machines were used in every state where we have massive anomalies in the election counts. Anomalies such as a sudden spike in votes for Biden that switched the lead from Trump to Biden. An anomaly, by the way, which can only be explained by somebody exploiting the vulnerabilities built into these machines. And of course, we're talking about the software that's used in the machines, which, according to the sworn testimony of a former Venezuelan general, the software used in the machines put together by Smartmatics was created for Chavez, to allow him to control the outcomes of every election in his country. This general swears under penalty of perjury that the software used in Dominion machines was designed to steal elections. This company, Dominion, uses the software, and in their manual, they spell out exactly how to use the machine to commit fraud. Now, of course, they don't have a chapter in their manual that says fraud, how to do it, but what they do is they explain the features of the machine that allow for operators to manipulate the ballots in a manner that would allow them to control the outcome or to alter the outcome of the election. It's complicated, but I've gone over it a few times before, and I'll do some more of this in my visits. But here is one glaring feature of the machine that should cause every honest American patriot to scream for the dismissal of every politician, dirty politician, that approved using these machines for counting votes in American elections. I remember seeing this quite a while back, as a matter of fact, and wondering, what's going on? I saw a tabulation of votes from one of these machines and noticed that the numbers were not whole numbers. I noticed the totals were, for example, say 1,256,250.69. Well, what's that about? Now, folks, I don't know who casts a fractional vote. I thought that went out with slavery, right? You know, when they decided to count slaves as a fraction of a whole person for reasons of representation. An individual who votes is one whole person who casts one whole ballot. It cannot be a fraction of a ballot. And if you add up a long list of integers, you get a whole number as a result. You only get fractions if you introduce fractions somewhere in the list of numbers. And I think you see what I'm saying. This allows these wicked people to weight votes. Each vote for Trump can be set, say, to register as having the value of 0.25. And every vote for Biden could be set to register as having the value of 1.25. And you can see what this would do to the outcome of the tally. Now, here's another story where the details are eking out as it develops. A computer expert dude named Garland was able to get possession of a Dominion machine that was used in Ware County, a small county in Georgia. And he did what they call a forensic analysis. Forensic, in case you don't know, refers to the application of scientific methods and techniques in the investigation of a crime. He is able to demonstrate how the Dominion software can be used to switch votes. And he testifies that he discovered 37 votes were switched from Trump to Biden in the machine that he studied. Now, 37 votes do not seem like much, but this is a very small county, and it just so happens that the 37 votes amounts to about 2.9% of all the votes cast in the county. That is of interest because it turns out that is very close to the margin of victory for Biden in this election. First, it shows that vote switching is a feature of the Dominion software and that it's something that can be done by anyone knowledgeable of this vulnerability and how to manipulate it and how to exploit it. Second, the percentage is very curious since the accusation is that Dominion calibrates the machine to switch votes in accordance to an algorithm that kicks in when the target candidate reaches a certain threshold of votes. Now, that supports Woods and Powell's allegation that what happened is Trump's landslide victory broke the algorithm. Or, in other words, Trump was getting so many more votes than Biden, their calibrations weren't going to do the job. Trump's landslide victory was so powerful and overwhelming, it became obvious that he was going to win in spite of the Dominion machine outcome control feature, in spite of the widespread voter irregularities, and it is widespread. Listen, friend, an irregularity done repeatedly and spread out over several states and clearly done on purpose, that's not an irregularity. That, my friend, is a regular pattern of fraud. Trump's votes were coming in at a pace, the thousands of dead people voting, the trick of recounting batches multiple times, the trick of getting a ballot rejected so workers could duplicate it without supervision and mark it any way they wanted. All of this going on while Republican observers were ushered out of range, pushed back so they couldn't see, sometimes, I understand, sometimes taken out in handcuffs, not allowed to see, not allowed to do their job. But man, Trump was winning so big, well, they had to go big. And that's why they had to go to the nuclear option, if you want to call it that, to revert to the old-fashioned ballot box stuffing techniques. So they had to stop the count so they could scramble to get those ballots from New York to Pennsylvania, where they were desperately needed. They had to activate their backup teams like the Fulton County Five at the State Farm Arena. And they had to get those Republicans out of the way so they couldn't see what they were doing. But by God's grace, someone either did not think to turn off the security cameras in the State Farm Arena or disable the one watching this operation, or the security guard who was tasked with taking care of this problem got a conscience, something we've specifically prayed for, by the way. But the Fulton County Five got caught on camera performing their undercover voter fraud operation. But what does it all mean? Bottom line, my friend, we cannot allow this to stand. These states who've let this go on must be punished. These people who've done this thing, they must face justice. We cannot allow this election to be stolen. The rights of 74 million Americans must not be ignored, dismissed as irrelevant. We will do better next time is not acceptable. This election must be set right. And there are many ways it can be done. The Department of Justice can kick it in gear and start looking at the evidence, because there's plenty to be seen, Mr. Barr. But they are doing the same thing with this that they have been doing with Biden and the Ukraine. Just doing enough to keep the dogs at bay, you know? And Obama and Hillary et al. The Russia collusion thing. Talk, 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 and do nothing. I'm sick and tired of these people who sit on the hands of justice and let the wicked prevail. We've got to be done with this. I mean, look, if Billy Barr won't do his job and investigate and prosecute these things, if the state legislatures refuse to step up to their responsibility and use their constitutional power to inject themselves into this and straighten it out. You are aware, by the way, that the state legislature has a constitutional authority to step in, and there are precedents already in place for this. But if they refuse for political reasons, or because so many of them have been bought off, or because they're protecting someone, or because they're being held hostage by threats, my friend, they've made an oath to protect this Constitution against all threats, foreign and domestic. If all courts fail to execute justice and judgment in this matter, if it goes to the Supreme Court and all constitutionally appointed powers fail to protect the Constitution as they have been sworn, then it falls to the last line of defense of the Constitution, and that's the president's power to declare martial law, fire all these rascals that refuse to defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign, China, and domestic, China-controlled politicians and news media, and imprison for charges of treason those who attempt to stop a duly ordered revote, who try to steal this election, where we don't use machines owned by China, and they do, by the way. Yeah, they own Dominion. $400 million was paid by UBS Fund into the company that owns Dominion and Smartmatic software. And UBS is owned 75% by the CCP. And in case you don't know, that's the Communist Chinese. If every constitutional protection that has been set in place by our founders has come into the power of devils working for China, then let us thank God our president has not been bought, and let us pray earnestly it doesn't come to this. But friend, if every constitutional provision for defending our liberties has come into the power of our enemies, then it's up to our president to lead the nation back under its constitution and to clean up this mess. And it's up to us to support him in every way necessary. Praying God will continue to reveal the truth. For as our chief captain has told us, the truth will make you free. I've lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114 to leave a message for me. If I happen to be available, I'll grab it and we'll have a little chat. Or go to brainmassage.net, and send me an email. I would also invite you to go to godswar2020.com. Godswar2020.com. God bless you, my friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Go to godswar2020.com.